From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in Las Vegas, Nevada are continuing to search for a motive behind the worst mass shooting by a single gunman in recent U.S. history. From Las Vegas, VOA's Elizabeth Lee shares the challenge facing investigators.
There is nothing that is apparent about his actions. According to his brother, he's described as a divorced multimillionaire. The brother said he's not connected to any political organizations or any sort of religious affiliations. So those who knew him is just as surprised as anybody else, and investigators are really baffled, and that's why they're just looking through his computer files to find out exactly what caused him to open fire on the large crowd.
At least 59 people were killed and 527 wounded when Stephen Paddock opened fire from his 32nd floor hotel room on a crowd of 22,000 people at a country music festival in Las Vegas. U.S. President Donald Trump met with the Puerto Rican leaders, including some who have been among his harshest critics of Washington's response to the disaster. Trump told them he never have seen people working so hard in his life. Trump used the occasion to heap praise on federal and military recovery efforts that some have received harsh criticism for being too little too late to save the lives of storm victims in isolated areas who have also been left without water and other necessities for more than a week. In a televised address to the nation, Spain's King Felipe says the state needs to ensure constitutional order and rule of law in Catalonia. This is VOA News. 50 leading United Nations and international agencies are rolling out a global roadmap for ending cholera by 2030. Lisa Schlein has that story.
The World Health Organization reports cholera kills an estimated 95,000 people and affects nearly 3 million more every year at a cost of about $2 billion to world economies. WHO says it expects the global cholera situation to worsen. The director of WHO Health Emergencies, Peter Salama, says these so-called cholera hotspots are relatively small, but play a disproportionate role in spreading this fatal disease.
Just to give you a sense of what we're talking about, in sub-Saharan Africa, around 40 to 80 million people live in these cholera hotspots. If we can effectively target our water and sanitation and health interventions at those areas, we'll make a tremendous contribution to controlling this disease.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Rohingya Muslims in Bangladesh were skeptical Tuesday about their chances of ever going home to Myanmar. However, Yangon has given an assurance that it would accept people verified as refugees. Mariamo Diallo has the story.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled from a Myanmar military crackdown in Rakhine State launched in late August. The crackdown has been denounced by the United Nations as ethnic cleansing and placed a huge burden on Bangladesh. Myanmar denies the ethnic cleansing, saying it's only fighting Rohingya terrorists. The government has said anyone verified as a refugee from Myanmar will be allowed to return under a process agreed with Bangladesh in 1993. To be certified as a refugee, individuals must verify their status with the appropriate documents. Many who fled the Rakhine State have no documents, forced to flee in a hurry, and later had their homes burned. One Burmese official said that would be taken into consideration with the process. However, Myanmar has not granted Rohingya citizenship under the 1993 procedure. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Scientists Rainer Weiss, Barry Barish, and Kip Thorne have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work in detecting gravitational waves. Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity predicted the existence of gravitational waves that are created anytime a mass accelerates, but it was not until recently that the waves were actually observed. And a Cuba official says the United States' response to mysterious attacks on diplomats is irresponsible and hasty after Washington has expelled 15 Cubans that are supposed to leave Washington in a week. This is Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.